Welcome to this IFRS Foundation podcast, which will focus on the January meeting of the International Accounting Standards Board, which took place in London on the 23rd of January 2019. My name is Matt Tilling. I am a member of the technical staff here at the ISB, and today I am joined by the Chair of the Board, Hans Hoogevorst, and Vice Chair Sue Lloyd, to talk through the latest meeting and other developments. Hans, let's get straight into it and talk about the board's discussion of IFRS 17 insurance contracts.
So IFRS 17 was the main topic on the agenda earlier this week. Those who follow us closely will know that this month's discussion was a continuation of the discussions we had about insurance contracts towards the end of 2018. And we're running through a whole series of topics that have been identified by industry and investors as possibly being a bit problematic in implementation. So we are focusing on how to respond to these concerns, implementation challenges raised in relation to the standard, and we are working our way through a whole list of issues presented to the board by the technical staff. And what I want to highlight is that our discussions are not about changing the core of the standard. That will remain intact. However, it is a question of perhaps making some changes that will hopefully reduce cost and ease implementation for the industry.
So at the meeting, we decided to propose targeted changes in three areas of IFRS 17. And we expect these changes will address some of the implementation challenges raised in relation to the standard and hopefully make it easier for companies to actually explain the results of applying IFRS 17 to investors and others. So on balance, the board concluded that it meets the criteria for change that we agreed last year. So the changes we discussed this week are linked to the accounting for acquisition costs, the accounting for some reinsurance contracts, and the reflection of some investment service elements in insurance contracts. And I think in a number of cases here, we really think that these changes would assist the insurance companies in explaining their insurance business. I'm not going to go through all the detail because it's quite technical, but the detailed information is available on our website, both in the papers prepared for the board meeting and also an ISB update, which summarises the decisions that we made at the meeting.
And of course, we also have a insurance-specific podcast that can be found on the website as well. The board hasn't finished discussing IFRS 17 yet, though. What happens next?
Well, that's right. We still have some topics to discuss, and so we will continue the discussion at a future meeting. The next board meeting is 2 weeks from now, so we'll resume these discussions very quickly. And when we are done discussing, we will create a consultation document to seek stakeholder feedback on our proposals. That is something that we are required to do with any standard. And we expect this consultation document or exposure draft to be published sometime around the middle of the year. So we are making quick progress.
Sue, there was also discussion about implementation issues. Is there anything there you'd like to highlight from this month?
Yeah, so we really discussed one issue, and it was some transition aspects and also due process aspects of the proposed amendments to IAS 12, the income tax standard, which have really largely arisen as a result of the interaction with the new leases standard, IFRS 16. And the board's proposing to make a narrow scope amendment to IAS 12 to unnarrow the scope of the initial recognition exemption that's already there, and the exemption would no longer apply to the extent that on initial recognition of a transaction, an entity would recognise equal amounts for a deferred tax asset and a deferred tax liability. So the board decided to require entities to apply the proposed amendments retrospectively, applying IAS 8. However, there is some relief because we would permit entities to assess whether the requirements to recognise deferred tax assets are met only at the date of transition, rather than having to go back and make an assessment of that in the past. And we also agreed that the due process steps had been met so that the staff can proceed to drafting the proposed amendment.
Well, Hans, as this is the first podcast of 2019, I thought this would be a good opportunity to provide a little preview of the year ahead. Next up is the meeting of the IFRS Foundation trustees at the end of January in Kuala Lumpur in Malaysia.
Yes, so we'll go from rainy and cold United Kingdom to hopefully sunny and much warmer, certainly much warmer Kuala Lumpur. As you know, as most people know, the trustees meet three times a year, and at those meetings, among others, I provide an update on the technical developments to our trustees. But the trustees is mainly a forum where the trustees execute their oversight role by checking that all the agreed steps in our due process and our standard setting work have been followed, and I anticipate a very detailed discussion on that again. It will be a first in this trustees meeting in two respects. First of all, to my surprise, it's the first trustee meeting that we are holding in Kuala Lumpur. Why am I surprised? Because Malaysia has been one of the early adopters of IFRS and is a very important supporter of IFRS and the IFRS Foundation. We are in very close contact with the local standard setter, so it was high time that we held this meeting in Kuala Lumpur. And secondly, it will be the first trustees meeting that will be chaired by our new chairman of the trustees, Erkki Liikanen. So we are looking forward to an interesting discussion. He has introduced a paper with possible elements of future strategies, so I think we'll have a very deep discussion there. We will also, as we usually do, have a stakeholder event, which is an opportunity for both the trustees and the board members that travel to Malaysia to meet a range of stakeholders in Malaysia this time. So I really look forward to catching up with people from the region who, as I told you, have long been actively involved in our standard setting work. In terms of looking ahead for 2019, I can mention that beyond the consultation on IFRS 17, we are also progressing very well with some other key projects, for example, primary financial statements and goodwill and impairment, rate regulation, hopefully, and we hope that we will be consulting on these projects around the end of the year. We will also be kicking off our second comprehensive review of the IFRS for SME standard, and the board will be issuing a request for information later in the year that will help us to decide if and how to proceed with the review. And obviously there's a range of other projects, and the full overview of where we are at each one can be found in the work plan on our website.
Well, thank you Hans and Sue, and thank you to our listeners. Any feedback on these podcasts, please email communications@ifrs.org. The full summary of the board's discussion and decisions at the January meeting can be found in the ISB update on the IFRS Foundation's website. You can also subscribe to receive new episodes as they become available on iTunes. And we look forward to talking to you all very soon.